looking into it. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A Texas sheriff has opened an investigation into two flights of migrants sent to Martha's Vineyard by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says the 48 migrants who were flown from Texas to Florida and then to Martha's Vineyard were lured under false pretenses.
They were promised work. They were promised the solution to several of their problems.
Only to be unceremoniously stranded.
For what I believe to be nothing more than political posturing. To make a point.
Sheriff Salazar says it appears a Venezuelan migrant was paid to recruit them. A spokesperson for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis fired back, saying these migrants had an opportunity to seek greener pastures, unlike the 53 left for dead in a truck that was found abandoned in Bexar County.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. The Justice Department has outlined the list of topics prosecutors hope to discuss at tomorrow's hearing in Brooklyn, New York, before the independent arbiter reviewing the records the FBI seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is traveling to Puerto Rico tomorrow as the island deals with catastrophic flooding and a widespread power outage as a result of Hurricane Fiona.
In a phone call with Puerto Rico Governor Pedro Pierluisi, President Biden described federal support in the more than 300 personnel already working on recovery. The number of federal personnel sent to the territory will increase substantially, the president said, as damage assessments are conducted.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The Baltimore judge has ordered the release of Adnan Syed after overturning his conviction for the 1999 murder of his ex-girlfriend, Hai Min Lee, which was chronicled in the podcast Serial. Steve Kelly is the attorney for the victim's family.
My clients, all they wanted was information. They want the truth to come out. If the truth is that someone else killed their sister, daughter, they want to know that more than anybody.
Syed has spent more than 20 years behind bars. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Federal investigators on the scene of a deadly crash during an air race event yesterday in Nevada.
The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board now leading the investigation into a crash that killed a pilot after a single jet went down Sunday during the championship round of the Reno air races as spectators watched.
At least in the third.
Oh, no.
There was a problem. Oh, we've had a catastrophe here, Tommy. So
red flag.
That's coverage from the Reno Air Association live stream. All other pilots landed safely. The remainder of the event canceled, and with the Washoe County Sheriff's Office giving us, at this point, very few other details. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A Florida prosecutor will remain suspended after he publicly announced he would not enforce the state's abortion law.
A federal judge will not order Tampa area State Attorney Andrew Warren be reinstated while he sues to get his job back. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended Warren, an elected prosecutor, after Warren insisted he would not prosecute anyone violating Florida's new 15-week abortion ban. He's suing the governor on First Amendment grounds. The lawsuit will proceed, but Warren will stay sidelined through the process. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Sharply rising cases of some sexually transmitted diseases is prompting federal health officials to call for new prevention and treatment efforts. Infection rates for some STDs, including gonorrhea and syphilis, have been rising for years, but recently released figures show last year the rate of infectious syphilis cases reached its highest since 1991, and the total number of cases rose to its highest since 1948. Experts are calling for reducing stigma, broadening screening and treatment services, and supporting the development and accessibility of at-home testing. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.